We'll call this meeting of the working session to order. We've had a number of deaths in our community in the last several days, so if you bow your heads, we'll say a word of prayer, especially remember these families who are sad and heartbroken and struggling, as they will for some time. Father, we thank you for this day, for the beautiful leaves, for the cooler weather. Thank you for everyone's here. I pray that you give us wisdom to do the work that has been entrusted to us. I pray that you bless us with a cooperative attitude toward each other, and that we might do our best work. Thank you for our community. Thank you that we live in this part of the world. Thank you for Hartsville, Tennessee, and I pray that you'll especially bless these families who are saddened and mourning, that you comfort them as only you can. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll look down through the agenda fairly quickly here till we get to some points that need discussion. As usual, Ray Russell will open the meeting on next Monday night. The District 2 is in charge of the invocation and pledge to the flag. Ms. Crowder will call the roll. Then we'll have approval of the minutes. This announcement, photographs will be taken, so y'all look your best. Next Monday night, you know, put on your best look. Any of you guys need haircuts, go ahead and get them. And you ladies, that you want, how you want to look in the photograph, that's up to you.
I had my brain washed away the other day.
Just in time. There you go. Then we'll have approval of any amendments to the agenda. And then we'll have citizens give the local citizens a time to make any comments. I'm going to do kind of a short mayor's report because I want to bring y'all up. No, it may not be as short as you wish it would be, but I want to bring you up to speed on a few things. The HVAC system, the courthouse, is progressing well. It's much cooler in here tonight, and it's been all summer in the courthouse. Hopefully. We have a target date of next month to be back at the courthouse. They should be finished in early to mid-November, so we should be back in there. The local parks and recreation funding grant is in progress. We spoke with TDEC last week concerning the status. Currently, we're on track. We'll be working with Kimberly Horn on the next phase of the project, so that's moving forward. The three-star grant wayfaring sign project that Mayor Chambers started it's been in work since the spring. Signs are being made for the downtown area to direct traffic to the ballparks and the park complex and the courthouse and library, and signs have been submitted to the manufacturers to have them delivered in November. We have two parking lot projects. One has been in work for 2 years and is finally going to get done, and that's the lot that the county owns beside Donahoe, Taylor, and Taylor. I sent out letters a week ago to have the vehicles moved, and two out of four are gone. Well, actually, they've been moved on the side street, but they're not in the parking lot, and the 21st is the deadline, so we'll have those towed next week. And I've already talked to Cliff and Mr. Scruggs, and they're going to get that done. I think they've got to dig and create a drain to make sure all the water goes in the right direction. But that lot will be paved and striped, and I may put up some kind of sign that says no overnight parking, because some of those vehicles will have a tendency to come right back. But we'll go from there. The money has been approved to reseal and restripe the senior citizen parking lot, and I've already talked to Mr. Scruggs, and he's going to take care of that right away. So those two things are being done. The big thing going on, y'all, is the jail and what to do about the jail, and the ad hoc committee that was working on that did a great job in picking the architect. It's Spirit out of Collierville, Tennessee. Jim Lankford. We met with a couple weeks ago, and his first order of business was to create an on-the-ground committee of no less than three and no more than five to be involved in the daily building of the jail when we get there, and then to create a committee of 10 to 12 to be informational to the community, kind of a PR situation once it starts. And he wanted all that in place before we moved to step two. And And to start looking for land is out there around step three or four, so that's, the land thing's gonna come up later before we even start looking for land. We're finally getting a committee together to really take a hard look at downtown and what we can do there. One of our challenges is we have a person who owns four of the buildings and doesn't wanna sell. I will tell you, after a month and 7 or 8 days, I finally figured out what the hardest part of this job is. And it kind of dawned on me 7 days into the second month, and that is to keep things moving forward. Okay? And I'll give you an example. I was told to call the state the other day about the building at the end of the bridge, the Thig building that's been condemned and taken back over by the county. And it needs to be flattened and made a parking lot. But they told me there's a possibility that there are layers of lead paint in there and asbestos. And so they'll have to do an environmental study. And it could be 3 months before they even start. And the reason I don't bulldoze it is because it's tied to that bridge and the new pylon's going to have to be set there. And so she said, now you can email me a month from now and I won't feel like you're bugging me, and I will call her a month from now. And then I'll call her again, and because you just have to. But here's the thing, in a public setting, in a governmental setting, is I found this out. If you've got a project going over here and you leave it and you come back 2 weeks later, guess where it is? Still over there. So it's going to take a lot of my energy just to keep these projects going forward. And so that's one of the challenges. I've enjoyed my job so much the first month and a half, I feel a little bit guilty. I've enjoyed people and learning the process, and there are a lot of things going on. There's some smaller projects that we've got going on, and we've got a bunch of really good departmental heads. We've got a great staff at the office, and I've really enjoyed visiting with all of y'all individually, and I think we're gonna have a great court. I think we do have a great court, and I really look forward to moving things forward. Okay, we will. Anything else? Any other questions for me on the mayor's report? And I'll give this report again next week because we'll have some public folks there. I did have my first coffee with the mayor Saturday morning, and I had all of 6 people show up, but they were all the right people. And they're all centers of influence, and they'll tell other people, and we'll grow that thing. So I think there's a lot more to transparency than bringing cameras in the room. It's staying connected with everyone and being upfront with you, and that's what I plan to do. Okay, then we'll have committee reports. We'll have a report from the Planning Commission and the Water and Sewer Board. We'll have some new appointments to the Beer Board and the Industrial Development Board and the Water and Sewer Board, the Planning Commission Board. I'm talking with 2 people right now, and one of them has not committed yes or no, and so I may have that answer by meeting next week for that one. There will be appointments recommended for the 9/11 Board from them. Have we got that in here?
Or yes.
You got that one?
That's your blue pen. That's the blue pen.
We'll have 3 any questions on that? We'll have 3 resolutions. I know that many of you are waiting for committee assignments, and I thought the committees need to be pared down and consolidated, and I want to offer that for your consideration. I tried as best I could to make sure that everyone was placed on the committee, their first 2 choices. I think smaller committees are more efficient, but I'm certainly open to your thoughts on that. If you look on your list, the asterisks are just for the person to operate the meeting the first time in order to pick a chairman. Rather than having a steering committee, I wanted to go back to the old
executive
committee. And let the each committee pick their chairman, and their chairman be on that committee. So that's what that committee will be composed of, and that allows you to control who's on that board by picking your chairman. Any question on the committees? if there's a committee that you really, 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 really want to be on, if you're not on, see me between now and next week, okay? And I thought about this, and I'll ask you this about, I want your consideration on this. I thought of possibly adding one or two members to the Budget and Finance Committee outside the commission. Maybe a CPA, maybe someone who has vast experience in business. I would like for us to tackle this budget next year a little more efficiency than we did last year, because it just, I think it was unnecessary that it drug like it did and we couldn't come to decisions. And I really lean on people who know more than I do in a lot of situations, and I think we really need some. But you can let me know your thought on that going forward. Any questions? So we have two issues with water, Evan, you want to talk about this first one, or Tommy, on the million? Would you like to come up here and do your thing? Everyone know Evan?
Been working with Water Board for many years. This is the ARP grant that came to y'all through the federal government. They've appointed y'all almost $3 million, and you have to apply for it by November the 1st. You also have a match, and that's been set aside by the first set of ARP money that came down. So we're looking at several different projects. We're submitting on four, both water and sewer. Y'all got some I&I problems that's been going on for many years, so inflow and infiltration from rainwater, every time it rains, it's affecting the sewer system there, so there's no way of tracking it down at this point, so we're wanting to do some flow meters to get those in place and figure out where all the water's coming from. There's lots of tanks that needs rehab work that's been on the list, and TDEC's got a few of them listed. That'll be part of the money. A water treatment plant needs to be looked at. There's some inaccuracies in flow data, and we're trying to get that addressed. I think Tommy said the meters are in, and now they're going to get installed to make sure that the readings are not false and that they're accurate on projections of when y'all are going to get to your 80% capacity. Right now, the state deems y'all at 80% capacity on your water treatment plant, and plus it's over 50 years old. So part of this ARP money is you had to address your critical needs. We had to go through and score the entire water and sewer system based on the state's criteria, and that's something you have to address with this money. So the water plant's one of them. Your sewer's another one. The sewer did not hit critical yet, but you're within a few percentage points of it. And you are on a watch list on that, too, because of it being so high. So we're trying to address water and sewer. And there's some water line projects, too, that could be used for the money that we're putting in on. I guess to sum it up, we've got to have an application turned in November the 1st. They have to review it and come back to you and tell you you're good to go with it or change some things. So the main focus is do not miss this deadline. So that's what we're trying to do first and get it in, and then we can tweak the application if we need to. So, but I'll take questions if y'all got general questions about water and sewer.
What is your percentage of water loss now?
Water loss is probably about 35-36 on average, what got turned in on the scorecard, because the way we calculate water loss with Tommy's AWWA thing, they're no longer requiring AWWA's audit. It's American Water, and acronym escapes me there, Management Association, but it was criteria set up so everybody was scoring the same, but they're no longer requiring that now, but the way the scorecard had us to do the water loss versus the way typically it's done is different, so it wound up being about 26% on the scorecard. So it's not really accurate from our standpoint, but it don't make you look too bad, you know, that way, but.
Is it true, I've been hearing y'all going up 12% on water, is that true?
Yes, that did pass 2 months ago, maybe.
But that was also necessary to require this grant to do, to go forward.
Yeah, the tanks. It's a lot of rehab stuff out there, it's just been said, and it's gotta be addressed, so, that's what it's for. There wasn't a raise since 14, I think, it was 13, 2013, so. And of course, cost is about went up 50% on construction from a water standpoint, so.
Was the $119 million that Senator, that Congressman Rose was talking about for this region, was that for water and sewer?
It's for water, it's for it was set aside for regional. It was to, everybody put in on it. It was, y'all, Portland, Westmoreland, Red Ballin, Westmoreland, Portland, Castaian Springs, I think, it was a bunch. And everybody put in, cause they're trying to get water spread out from y'all, but with the focus being y'all being the, I guess you'd say the head of the stringer down here on the river, so.
The advantage we have is being on the river and going forward, y'all, we're gonna have to think regionally more. And if we can show where we could possibly provide water for Portland and Westmoreland, even Lafayette, then it puts us in a good position to get a new water plant funded. And so anymore, we have to think regionally, because you can't just think of Travis County, you gotta think about if you're gonna have federal money flowing. And once that pipeline gets opened, if you perform, it stays open, so we're.
Yeah, and that 119's, it's still in Congress, and we don't know if we're getting it or not, but that was there to address a regional need. So y'all put in for 20,
I can't. 18 million for water plant, about 12 million for water plant.
Yeah, it's exciting, it's 30 or 32 of that 119 was addressed just for Hartsville, so.
And do we have to match it, or we?
No, it's highly political, so. Your senator runs it up, it's something that Congress votes on, and you get the money, it's there, but it literally takes an act of Congress. They have to vote on it, and that money's set aside just for regionalization. So it's very open from what we gathered from the Senator Rose there, as far as once you get it, kind of what you can spend it on, but it was just an opportunity to ask for money that was available, so.
Kind of this ARPA money, does it include the concrete tank project?
No.
That's still a separate one?
That's, yes, correct. That's SRF, we started in 19.
And a part of this money, we're talking about, we're kind of redoing all the water tanks, isn't that correct?
Yes, 380,000 is what's set aside.
Upgrading all the water tanks.
So the existing water tanks will be updated. I mean, there was talk of building one.
They are. That's what he's talking about. The SRF project, there is one tank going to take place of 2 to 3 tanks, but you've got 10 or 11 tanks in the whole system. So we're talking, you know, you've got 8 more you're going to have to do something with. There's OSHA things that's wrote up on them, so they got to be addressed. Just a few of them need recodings, so that's going to take place. So. A lot of it's minimal amount of work, but it needs to be addressed before the state. It's one of those things you just keep kicking off and they keep coming and writing it up. So eventually they're going to want to see some action done, kind of like the jail he's saying. I mean, if you're trying at an effort, they'll be more lenient than if you just don't do something. So.
Are there any plans in the future to get water to people who don't have water in Travis County?
Yes.
Before it goes regional?
Yes. We've done a 20-year plan, and we ranked every road in Travis County that did not have water, and the first 10 are in that 20-year plan to be done. So the first 10 is in the budget. It's in the 20-year budget to be done. So, and that's with their funds, not grant funds.
So how many roads in Travis County? Russell County.
The eighth district's got a bunch.
Does that include making the water lines much larger, like 12-inch water lines where, you could, would actually have fire protection?
No. That's 6-inch water lines for the most part, going to these places. It's almost, not feasible to run, to have fire protection in the county, in rural parts of your county. It's just, you've got turnover that you have to do to keep your water, with chlorine residuals up in it. And if you put that large of a line, you don't have that much need out in the counties, just to provide fire flow. So it's a health and safety thing. You can't possibly turn it over unless you dump it out on the ground. It's a great loss to.
You don't have the pressure either.
No, it takes pumps too, so, it's more of your chlorine residuals that you're trying to maintain.
And I think most of you commissioners know that, the state comptroller really oversees a lot of how we spend our money and to put forth the funds to get water to some of these places is so.
It's a loss.
Economically.
Yes.
Unfeasible. It's hard to do.
That's why you can't get grants to do it anymore.
Unless you can justify the reason. All right. Any more questions from Evan or Tommy? Thank you, Evan. Moving right along, we'll have, two ordinances to look at, public hearing and second reading on ordinance 260-2022-30. That's the rezoning of the area out of Thoroughbred from A1 to R1. Then the first reading on ordinance 261-202231, which is rezoning A1 to R1 on Bass Road. And we'll have, Mr. Edwards or Ms. Rosalie to address specifics of that. We have, 3 budget amendments that you see there that we'll address on, next Monday night. And, we have a few notaries. Do we have any notaries? Have one notary right now. Then we'll ask, is there any more business? And, we'll open the floor to public comment. And I will tell everyone there, we appreciate them being there. And, be sure to either have lunch or dinner here to show your appreciation to Sunshine and Justin, because they didn't charge us anything to use this room tonight. They're very accommodating, and we appreciate that very much. But hopefully, we'll be in a courthouse with heat and air at our next meeting. Any questions? Any at all? Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm new to all this. When we were going through the minutes, I did find something that I think we looked at prior to approval. So, under section 10 of the body report, the fourth bullet, that last sentence. Now, maybe I'm reading it wrong.
No, I'm probably right wrong.
I may have said it wrong. We'll get that corrected before it comes before the full commission.
So the last one?
Fourth bullet under 10, okay. The last sentence.
There's some grammar errors. Sorry. Yeah, I'll work on that.
That means we got a commissioner read the minutes.
That's right. Thank you. Come on, Will.
Thanks for calling that to our attention. Any questions? Anyone? Thanks for being here tonight. If there are no other issues, we don't even have to take a motion. We'll consider the meeting adjourned. Thanks for being here. See you next Monday.